I have shared with you some important truths that can set you free from toiling for your provision and being provision-minded. Now, in order for this information to become yours and truly set you free, it would be good for you to go back again and listen again and again to this audio. I have given you many scriptures so that you can meditate them, for revelation knowledge comes through meditation of the Word of God that produces faith action. This audio, I know, can set you free from this Babylonian world system and cause you to live no longer being provision-minded, for you now have revelation God is your only source, and so you no longer have to toil for a living, but find your kingdom assignment that comes with provision and enter into the rest of the kingdom of God. Here's what meditation of the Word of God, and in particular the scriptures that I have given you, will produce for you. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. The truth is, what we focus on expands. What we meditate continually becomes a reality, whether good or bad. If we meditate on lack of finances long enough, then finances will be blocked from us. But if we would meditate this scripture in Joshua 1:8, and others I have given you throughout this audio, there will come a point where we will see ourselves drawn to more prosperity and wisdom for more prosperity, and we would experience more and more success. The reality is, brothers and sisters in Christ, we can't be and have and do what the Word of God tells us we are, we can have and we can do, without meditating the Word of God every day. Because all day, every day, this world around us tells us something different than the Word of God. And it tells us we are of this world and we can't have any different, that we are just carnal. And it reveals nothing to us of our supernatural life in Christ Jesus. That's why so many Christians are need-minded, provision-minded. And so the only way to get rid of this kind of thinking is to meditate the scriptures. And the scriptural proof of who you are in Christ, with God being your source, and rest in Him and His provision. I pray this changes your Babylonian world system mindset to the kingdom mindset, the kingdom provision of more than enough, unlimited supply, surplus, extreme wealth, opulence. Solomon, Abraham, Isaac, and many others in the Old Testament, to name a few, experienced great wealth like this. If you don't have a change of mindset to the kingdom of God, you will link to the world, and you will be in the world, and you will have and do what the world has, and you will have to labor and work hard. There are a lot of Christians who are acting and thinking no differently than people of other religions, because they are trying to get what Jesus Christ has already given them. In this audio, you learned that God is your provision, and you no longer toil for a living. We gave you scripture after scripture to confirm this. Also, in Christ Jesus, Jesus is your Sabbath, and so you rest in the financial inheritance that is yours in Christ Jesus. Remember Philippians 4:19? And my God will liberally supply, fill to the full your every need according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So there we have it. Your provision is in Christ Jesus your recognition of who he is and that you have your life in him and your provision in him and your kingdom is in him. Here are three other scriptures that confirm your needs, desires, wants, and provision are met through Christ Jesus. 2 Peter 1, for his divine power has bestowed upon us all things that are requisite and suited to life and godliness, through the full personal knowledge of him who called us by and to his own glory and excellence, virtue. By means of these, he has bestowed on us his precious and exceedingly great promises, so that through them you may escape by flight from the moral decay, rottenness, and corruption that is in the world because of covetousness, that's lust and greed, and become sharers and partakers of the divine nature. Romans 8:32. He who did not withhold or spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also with him freely and graciously give us all other things? Ephesians 1:3. How we praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every blessing in heaven because we belong to Christ. My brother and sister in Christ, now is the time we use faith for provision and receive from the spirit realm of heaven, where our provision is already laid up. Just know every day heaven has supernatural provision for you, and start resting in these truly exceeding great and precious promises given to you in the Word of God. Father, I pray for each person who has listened to this audio that you reveal the importance of these truths I have shared with them, and that they take these truths as their own. We have no guarantee of provision in this earth at this time for anything without you and your kingdom. May your kingdom come in the minds of these precious children of God, and religion and carnal thinking be destroyed and replaced with these truths. Lord God, I expect these truths I have shared with this precious child of God to change their mind and their life to where they are living out of the kingdom of God right now, and they are living out of the kingdom of God provision with signs and wonders that will be a testimony of the God they serve to those around them. I pray they no longer are of this world, but now live out of Christ, for in him they live, move, and have their being. Father, grace them with your grace to make the changes they have to make in their minds, their will, their emotions, their feelings, even in their intellect, imagination, and then in their actions. Thank you that your kingdom, your anointing, your favor, and your blessing is prospering them and increasing them more and more. Lord, may this scripture in Psalms 115 constantly be on their minds so that they know their next provision comes truly from you without their labor, so they can take their kingdom assignment with provision in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalms 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy true sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord.